know today.
A top Obama advisor speaks to Fox News. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. We have the details. Of course, they do like Major Garrett from Fox, so maybe it's not that big of a surprise. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A little bit down because my Philadelphia Phillies, unfortunately, as you know, I'm following this team since I was a little girl. Unfortunately, they lose this one to the Yankees, the World Series. Philly was beaten by the Yanks, 7-3. Yeah. You do have to tip your cap, though, to a terrific Yankees team as their 27th World Series title, first since 2000. You know, you go through and you look at what they've done in the past, and this was a very, very good team. The Phillies gave it a good ride, again, taking it to that sixth game, but it definitely was not enough. More controversy about God, of course. This time it has to do with the crucifix and Italy. We'll tell you about that in Odds and Ends. And plus, there was supposed to be an interesting Bush-Clinton showdown at Radio City Music Hall next year. And I actually thought it was going to be pretty good. They were going to have these discussions about world events. But the big event was called off because of how it was being promoted. So what does all that mean? We'll get to that. But speaking of my Phillies, every week we talk to ticket broker Mike Davis, who was also a sports fan, too, by the way, and had tickets for this game. So if you wanted to go to the game, you could have tapped onto his website and gotten those. And he joins us right here at the top. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, because if the Phillies hadn't won last year, I would be crushed beyond belief. But they, like I said, they gave it a good ride, and boy, that Yankee team was so stacked. I mean, all the way up and down. Matsui was incredible. Hideki Matsui, for people who don't know, was a one-man wrecking crew at the designated hitter's position in that game. And boy, they just the last couple of games they crawled all the way back. When I say crawl, they try, you know, they would get back into the game. So it was just too much for the Phillies. They couldn't do it.
Yeah, the Yankees, they have the best team that money can buy.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of that, tell everybody how much, I mean, this team was incredible how much money they spent, wasn't it?
Oh, they have the biggest salary in Major League Baseball. It was over $200 million this year.
I mean, yep.
That's compared to the Mariners. Theirs was a little over $36 million. So,
yeah.
The Yankees, everybody has to tip their hats to them. I mean, they're a great team, and they're worthy of a world championship again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny, though, in bringing up the thing with the money and how the team salary, there is a push for a salary cap in baseball. They have a luxury tax, so the New Yorkers, of course, pay the most. But there has been a push on about should there be some kind of a salary cap, then you wouldn't have, like, the Marlins so low on the totem pole and then the Yankees where they are. But I think that's a long ways away if they even ever get to that in baseball. But, hey, the season is done. The Yankees have won, and there's no more baseball to be played until we're talking about spring training, and that's not until next year. So how about that? But there's plenty of football, and we're right in the thick of it. You know, we just passed week 8, of course, and there's some great games on the docket this week. And you've got tickets, I bet, to probably any game I wanted to go to. If I called you up or I went onto your website, I could get a ticket, couldn't I?
Yeah, and I've got some really good tickets for, you know, one of the big games this week are my Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, that should be a great game. It's going to determine, everybody. A few weeks ago, they thought that the Cowboys were nothing. Now they're looking for them to be in the playoffs again, and this week will tell. They're both tied for the NFC East right now, and that should be a good game. I think that Philadelphia's probably gonna pull it out, but I'm hoping my Cowboys can go up there and whoop up on them.
Of course, I am hoping that the Eagles do exactly what they did last time the two teams met. So we're absolutely on different sides of this one. And what's interesting about the NFC East is I don't think there is a clear-cut winner in this division. I think this is a tough division. There's going to be a lot of fans that are going to be disappointed when their teams don't make it to the playoffs. And especially when you look at the NFC overall and how tough some of the other divisions are, how tough some of the other teams are. This has been an interesting, interesting year in football. Brett Favre and the Vikings, the way they're playing. I mean, the Vikings, how far do they go with this, with the run they're on? How about New Orleans? That's another team that I think is going to be really, really tough, but I still think it's too early to call it, don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, I still think, you know, it's anybody's game. I think, you know, the New Orleans and Indianapolis are both still undefeated right now, and they'll probably be undefeated again after this weekend. They don't have too tough of opponents this weekend, so I think they'll both probably be 8-0, you know, come and go Monday morning.
Yep, absolutely, I agree with you. And by the way, you can go to easy-ticket.com for any of those seats, people listening in Connecticut and elsewhere. Tickets to whatever it is that you want to go and see, including college football. There's some also some big matchups now, too, because you're way deep into the heart of the season now of college football, and you've got a team like Alabama playing LSU. That will be a good matchup.
Yeah, that's probably the big game this week. I'm looking for Alabama to, you know, to come out on top on that. I'm looking for the Tide to be playing Texas in the BCS game come, you know, January. I think that Alabama's going to be able to beat Florida in the SEC championship game. And Texas, they look like they're a shoe-in for the Big 12 championship. They have to, out of their last three Big 12 games, they have to win one of them to get in. They'll probably be playing Kansas State in that game, and I don't look at them having too much trouble with them. So I'm looking for the championship this year to be right now number three Alabama and number two Texas. But
that could be right on. I like Texas a lot. I agree with you there on Texas. Yeah. Definitely. Hey, and for people listening to us, we only have a couple minutes left. You've got concert tickets, of course, et cetera. Also, stuff on the ice, because a lot of people can relate to that in Michigan and Illinois, in the Northeast, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot of hockey fans, and there's some really good games on tap, I think.
Yeah, my Stars, they lost in overtime tonight to the Calgary Flames. They came back. They scored two goals in the third period, but the Flames, they tied it up with it was about 2 minutes left, and then they went into overtime. And Dallas, they got called for a delay a game. It's kind of, I looked at the replay; it was a questionable call, and they so Calgary went on a power play and they scored a quick goal and beat the Stars in overtime. And so,
yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was a crazy finish, absolutely, no doubt. All right, Mike, next week we'll catch you again, same time, same place here on America Tonight. Thank you.
Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Easy Ticket Mike, and it's easy-ticket.com. Speaking of hockey, it's funny, people listening to us kind of in that New York area with the teams that you have, New York, New Jersey, the Islanders and the Devils and the Rangers. It's always intriguing to see how they finish up. And, of course, not a surprise, I'm a Flyers fan. They're playing on Friday. They're at the Sabres. It's always interesting when they play Buffalo. Coming up on the flip side, David Axelrod speaks to Fox about a whole bunch of different things. We'll tell you what he had to say about Afghanistan, the election results, and the health care reform. Hang with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Good news if you're unemployed and you need the benefits to be extended. And also, if you're a first-time home buyer, I've got the details on some Senate votes for you that might put a smile on your face, especially when we see that the unemployment numbers keep growing. And it's not all people who are just hanging out on the dole, just kicking back, having a great time. First of all, for most people, it's not really enough money to even stretch it and survive, right? Let's face it. And then you've got people that have been on the job for X amount of years, whether, you know, they're working in some factory somewhere or they're working in some white-collar job and suddenly they find themselves in a company that collapsed or sliced a bunch of people out and they're on the unemployment line. And I know a couple of people, really hard-working people, too, that have busted their behinds their entire lives who are in that situation. So anyway, I'll jump to that. But before we do that on America Tonight, I mentioned the mouth that roared. David Axelrod had a conversation with Major Garrett from Fox News. It's funny. Earlier in the day, I'd gotten a text from somebody saying, oh, you're not going to believe it. It's, you know, someone from the Obama administration doing an interview with Fox. So I was thinking it was one of the live interviews on Hannity or O'Reilly or something. And it wasn't. It was the guy who covers the White House who they say, they being the White House administration, geez, we really like Major Garrett. So when we say Fox News is biased, we're not talking about him. So it isn't that incredible when you think about talking to Major Garrett. However, it was a one-on-one interview. We're going to let you hear that in a second. A couple of the high points as to what he asked him about. Afghanistan and healthcare and the election results, too, as well. But before we do that, speaking of Fox and the problems between the White House and Fox and, oh, don't watch Fox, and we hope the rest of the news organizations don't follow in their footsteps and all that other nonsense, the ratings came out for election night, you know, just because we just did have an election, right? There were some interesting things that happened in that election with the governors, both in New Jersey and Virginia, which I think was shocking. In New York, of course, in the one congressional district, the 23rd, the Republican didn't win. So there was a question that said, geez, what happened there? But Fox News had over 4 million viewers. Second to Fox was MSNBC, 974,000 viewers. Headline News, 842 viewers. CNN, 826 viewers. And we're talking about the age group 25 to 54. So that's, you know, there's various ratings and the Nielsen ratings, et cetera. But I just thought you might find that a little bit interesting that CNN came in fourth on election night. For what it's worth, that's how the world churns in broadcasting. Of course, it's about selling the soap, and Fox is selling the soap, apparently, versus some of the other cable networks. Not that I'm the great defender of Fox. It's not about that. I just think it's crazy, the little war that the White House communications director, Anita Dunn, started, because it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Why go after any network? Who cares? And overall, who's getting the love? Pretty much Obama's getting a lot of love from the media, I would say. So let's say you go with the theory that, oh, Fox is biased and they're attacking the president or they're saying things. I would say, well, really? Well, look at all the other news organizations. If you line them up, how much pro-Obama, if you wanted to go pro and con, how much pro-Obama information is out there? A ton. So I don't get it. I don't get how these people get these gigs and work in these White Houses, and that's what they end up with. All right, speaking of getting the big gig with the White House, David Axelrod is a close personal friend of Barack Obama's, and, of course, he is one of the senior advisors for Barack Obama. He chatted with, as I said, Major Garrett from Fox on a couple of different things, and here's a little snippet of it.
I'm not gonna Major give you a precise deadline. The president is working through the options, focusing on the objective that he began with and will continue to focus on, which is how do you best disrupt, dismantle, and destroy Al Qaeda, and how do you embrace a strategy in Afghanistan that best facilitates that? And he'll make a decision soon, based on a thoughtful review of all the options. Well, I think you have to look at what those races were. The New York 23 race was the one race that was really a microcosm of the national debate. The other races in Jersey and in Virginia were really state races, very much focused on state issues. In Jersey, it was very much focused on Governor Corzine. But in New York 23, the issues that we're discussing every day in Washington were very much on the ballot, and particularly because of the purge of the Republican candidate by the right, it became even more so. And what you saw was a pretty vigorous turnout there yesterday in a district that had been held by Republicans for 140 years, and the Democratic candidate won. I think that sends a strong message here. Well, we want to get this done. It's been a long process. A lot of good work has been done. We're very close to finishing it. And a lot of the delay right now has to do with the Congressional Budget Office reviewing the Senate proposal and scoring it for cost and impact and so on. And that's delayed the process. You've got holidays in the way and so on. But we hope that the Senate will work through and get it done. The House seems to be on a more expedited schedule. So we have the ability to get this done, and we'd like to get it done.
All right, so you get the gist there and the couple of things that he's talking about. No timetable, obviously, for Afghanistan. Talking about the races that we talked about a ton. What did we see in New Jersey? People were furious over unemployment taxes in that state, and it's very liberal and very Democratic, and they ousted Corzine, who was the incumbent governor. And in Virginia, same thing. You had a situation where the conservative took the race, no problemo. And, I mean, narrow margins, but took the race. And then this one that he was talking about, the Democrat Bill Owens narrowly beat the conservative guy, Doug Hoffman, in the down-to-the-wire race for that 23rd congressional district in New York. A portion of that area had been represented by the GOP for more than a century, so that's why that was a big deal for the Democrats. Hoffman conceded early on Wednesday. Remember, we mentioned this, that special election in a district that actually moves along the Canadian border got a lot of national attention, obviously, because you had the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who endorsed Hoffman over the Republican, who later dropped out of the race amid the criticism of her conservative credentials and a whole bunch of other things that happened. So that was absolutely a wild one. And that goes on the side of the Democrats, certainly. What's significant is, and just keep this in mind, 2010 is so big because you have a third of the Senate seats that are up and all the House seats are up next year. So this time next year, wow, I mean, massive elections across the country, massive elections. And then there's some other governor seats that are up for grabs, too, as well. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to tell you about that Senate vote that I mentioned that is, I'm sure, huge for some people listening. They were worried about, here we are swinging into the holidays and whether or not the unemployment was going to be extended. Also, people scurrying who were able to save a few dimes to get that home buyer benefit, the $8,000 basically tax rebate for anybody who was getting a home for the first time. And then also it would apply to some people who have previously owned homes as well. So this may affect you. I'll give you some of the details on that too. And then there's this strange story about these softball players that were found dead in a Jeep. Did you hear this story? I mean, awful. I guess they didn't see the pond, and they think what happened is that they drowned. They drove into this pond, and like I said, it was three softball players, so they were remembering them today, pretty much at the point where that Jeep went in. And I think there was questions originally, it was so shocking, about foul play or how could this happen or any of that kind of stuff, because how did they end up in the drink? I'll tell you the details on that, too. So that and more coming up in Odds and Ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air, we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Here's a fair or foul for you. Last night we were talking about the fact that Stu, one of our regular callers in Kentucky, had a friend who would send an ornament to, or actually it wasn't his friend, it was I think his daughter, the guy she was dating, that his family would send an ornament to the White House, and they were told in an email not to send anything with Christmas on it or that kind of stuff, that it was just a holiday tree. So they're being politically correct, nothing with Christ or the manger or whatever, anything that would, I guess, signify Christmas that's not like a Santa Claus or something. And we keep seeing this all over the place. For example, in Rome, which is very odd in Rome because you think of how Catholic, you know, Italy is. So check this out. The Italian government is pushing to fight a European court ruling that crucifixes in classrooms violate students' right to freedom of religion. I hope we're not offending anybody by playing Hallelujah here on America Tonight. So, the European Court of Human Rights found unanimously, ready for this, that the display of a particular religious symbol, like the Christian cross, in a classroom, specifically, this is what they said, restricted the rights of parents to educate their kids in conformity with their convictions, and the right of the kids to believe or not to believe. Wow. I mean, I just don't get this. Why can't you have options? What if you were raised by atheists? So then, you know, look at the cross. Who cares? What if you're Jewish? you're wearing a Star of David, but you're in a classroom that has a crucifix on it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Am I not looking at this the right way? Am I not sensitive enough to the PC police when it comes to religion? And so here's the case. It was brought by an Italian woman who objected to the crucifixes on the wall in her two sons' classrooms. So they say it's a, you know, originally the courts, I think, were right. They said that the cross was a symbol of Italy's history and culture, which it is, my friends, it is. And to take, you know, told the woman to take her case to the European court in France, and that's what happened. So they gave her $7,400 in damages. And they said, the Italian government said it would appeal the court's verdict. And then, of course, the Catholic folks in that area, which would include, I'm sure, major bishops in the church and the Pope himself, are surprised and now getting upset. They say the ruling is cause, and this is what I say about all this stuff, the ruling is cause for bitterness and many perplexities. So they're looking at the ruling because they, what they're saying is they don't understand the significance of the crucifix and what it means. Because it's true, there is a historical significance here, right? And then you think of the Vatican, which is the seat of the Catholic Church, for what, 2,000 years? And they haven't really responded, but the walls are shaking, let's just say that. There's all kinds of smoke coming out. Not the smoke when there's a new pope and something's happened to the pope. A different kind of smoke is coming up. Yeah, again, history, symbols, imagery. To me, it's all very sad. You have to call a tree. Can't call it a Christmas tree. Got to call it a holiday tree. We used to have a Christmas pageant. Oof, that might be offensive. We got to call it a holiday pageant. Get rid of all those symbols. Can we not mix up all the symbols? Is there not a way to do all these things, to have a menorah? You know, when I grew up partially, when I was real little and we were in New York, I went to a school that had, you know, melting pot everything, probably Protestants, Catholics, and Jewish kids. But there was definitely a majority of Jewish kids in the school. So here's what we did. We learned about the menorah and the Christmas tree and the significance of Hanukkah and the significance of Christmas. And did it shatter my mother's world or our neighborhood's world? Absolutely not. It didn't matter one bit. I mean, that's part of religion, isn't it? If you have a religious course, is to know about other people's religions. Maybe that's part of the problem. The conversation gets stopped. We can't learn about other things. Ooh, if it's different from us, forget about it. So, again, another example of, I think, ridiculousness. Of course, this time, it's not the United States. It's outside of the borders of the U.S., and we're talking about, of all places, like I said, Italy. All right, I promised the payoff on a couple of these stories that I was mentioning that I happened to see when I was actually know that they were voting on stuff up in the Senate. I mentioned this maybe a month ago, that it's for sure they were going to extend the home buyer benefits. Now, for some people, that'll be good. But what I'm curious about is, what does it do to the taxpayers? Because a lot of people are pretty shaky after the Cash for Clunkers. Remember, Vern Motor was on with us just last night. We were talking about the fact that taxpayers are ending up paying $24,000 for these cars, which is ridiculous. Okay, so in this case, there's a $24 billion bill that passed, 98 to zip, that provides tax relief for struggling businesses. The Senate voted overwhelmingly, it's not a surprise, to provide the jobless with 20 weeks in addition to unemployment benefits and expand the first-time homebuyer tax credit to include more people entering the housing market. So the bill would give the tax relief, like I said, for the businesses. So it would rescue basically more than 1 million people or so who are out of work and will run out of those benefits. I know somebody of the three people I know out of work, somebody I know is worried about that. So that'll be good for them, obviously. And they get 14 weeks of additional benefits, while those states with unemployment rates of 8.5% and above get 6 weeks on top of that. How about that? The home buyer thing, if you're listening and you're in this and you're having to be in this situation. It's an $8,000 tax credit for the first-time home buyers. It's part of that stimulus package last February. Ooh, stimulus. When do we ever hear that helping anyone? And it's supposed to expire this month, so that's going to be extended and expanded, ready, to include a $6,500 credit for people who've lived in their current place at least 5 years, though. You had to have your shack up for at least 5 years before you could benefit from that. So, pretty good. That legislation now goes to the House. I can't imagine that that's going to be a problem. That'll be rubber stamped, and that's the end of that one, certainly. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Oh, I was so sad. I mean, you know what? I actually got a little choked up when the Phillies lost. Isn't that terrible to admit it? The strong he woman that I am and everything. I don't know why, because it's such a family thing. From the time I was a kid, you know, even when we were in New York, I rooted for the Phillies when the Phillies played the Mets. So
right.
There was something about the Yankees beating the Phillies I didn't
well,
like.
It could, and also because of Harry Callis, you know.
Oh, yeah, it was a rough year.
Right.
Yeah,
anyway,
but they lost. Hey, you know, the Yankees were a better team. They produced the runs they had to produce, and they won.
Right. Well, okay, I don't know if you heard, but recently up here in a junior hockey game in Canada, a player body-checked a player from a team called the Erie Otters in the Ontario Hockey League, body-checked a player from a team called the Kitchener Rangers in the back, and the player who got hit, the player from the Kitchener Rangers who got hit, his head hit the glass, and he was carried off in a stretcher, and he was... And his condition was raised up from critical to satisfactory. But the player who did the checking has been suspended for the rest of the season. And they even asked Bobby Clark, because he was a guest analyst on TSN broadcast tonight, and he said that the league president, a gentleman named David Branch, went a little bit overboard. But then a whole bunch of other people said, "Hey, whoa! It wasn't like he jumped. He just took a long." I think it was from, like, the blue line all the way to the glass. So then, like, someone said, hey, he has to answer to the owners and other people. And then he also has to set a precedent, because if some little kid sees this, he says, you know, and the player didn't get away with it, he'd be like, hey, if this guy in major junior hockey can do it, for people who don't know, major junior hockey usually from about 16 to about 20, that's where your future NHL stars come from. So a kid who's playing like Pee Wee will say, hey, if a guy in Major Junior can do it and get away with it, I can do it. So the league president was setting a precedent. So they said, well, what about in pro hockey? Well, pro hockey, okay, these guys are trained professionals, the usual stuff. So maybe, you know, Gary Bettman would only suspend him for, you know, a few games, not the rest of his career. So, you know, just to let you know, fine, hockey is a violent game, but there, you know, sometimes league presidents have to say, hey, whoa, that's enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a thumbs up, for sure?
Except for Bobby Clark, but, well, you know, Bobby Clark played with the Broad Street Bullies.
Of course, so that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, he thought maybe, well, no, he went too far. Uh-uh. Excuse me, the kid who, you know what, one of the broadcasters said, hey, then you go tell the kid from the Kitchener Rangers, you go tell his parents, who are probably, you know, doing a vigil by his bedside, you go tell them, oh, I think the suspension was too harsh. You go tell them. You know, and that was the end of
that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I was sorry to get off the subject, but I know you're still a sports fan and all that.
No, I'm glad that you brought that up. I mean, it's interesting, because we talk about the refereeing situation, the things that you've been through that you've shared with this audience over the years, and we talk about parents getting out of control and rules and regulations and punishments and across the board, not just in hockey. So it's always enlightening, Sam. You have a good one, my friend. Coming up here on America Tonight, we'll talk about that Connecticut woman. For those of you listening in Connecticut, you remember this story, the woman who was mauled by the chimp. I'll tell you about that story, and, of course, the sad story of the softball girls who went into that pond and didn't come out. Stay with us.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The home building industry is changing, and going green doesn't have to cost more. Learn about natural heating and cooling strategies, healthy, eco-friendly materials, and super energy efficiency. Tune into Living Shelter Design on webtalkradio.net to get ideas from top innovators in green power, integrated design, water systems, and healthy homes. Whether for personal comfort or professional awareness, make Living Shelter Design on webtalkradio.net your new home information source.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Speaking of wild boys, how about a wild chimp? America Tonight, the name of the show. Kate Delaney, the captain of the ship, as we careen all over the place. Choppy waters. Still feeling the fallout of that Philadelphia loss to the New York Yankees. I know a lot of you listening to me in the New York area, of course, are probably thrilled with the Yankees. And as somebody who used to cover the Yankees, they are an amazing team. 27th title, but ooh. I bleed red for the Phillies, so that was a tough, tough loss. Game 6 of the World Series going to the New York Yankees. So that means there will be a huge parade coming up in a couple of days in that city. No parade for this one. This was terrible, this story. Remember the story about the Connecticut woman who was disfigured and blinded by a rampaging crazy chimpanzee? So she gave notice, or basically filed notice. She's going to sue the state for $150 million. The attorney general says it's an unprecedented size-wise. member Charlene Nash. It was so awful, this story. I just can't even wrap my brain, first of all, around somebody having a chimp as a pet where they're eating at the table with you and everything else, and then they, you know, they're animals. They freak out. And I'll explain that if you don't know the story. But she lost her nose, her lips, her eyelids, her hands in February when she was attacked by this 200-pound chimp who appeared in a bunch of television stuff and movies and whatever. His owner had asked the woman to help lure him back into her home. That's how she got in the middle of this thing. They were friends. And she's still hospitalized at this clinic in Ohio. Before the attack, a state biologist warned that Travis could seriously hurt someone if he felt threatened, which is exactly what happened. So, in the meantime, the woman who was injured has sued her friend for $50 million. And the other woman, of course, filed a workers' compensation claim for her friend's injuries. And I don't know, pain and suffering. You got to think about this. Will she be able to collect on this if her claim is somehow governed by the workers' comp law? But regardless, the fact that she's going after a huge lawsuit against the state for that amount of money, wow. It'd be interesting to follow this one because this is precedent setting, certainly, if nothing else, in the size of it, $150 million. Still, the whole thing boggles my mind that this woman had a chimp. But, you know, it could be the same. You got to think about this with animals. What if a dog attacked somebody? What would the claims be there? You know, we've had this with pit bulls, and I'm not picking on pit bulls. It just always seems that it's a pit bull that is the dog that has been put down because of attacking somebody or whatever. And so much so that there are a lot of places that won't accept pit bulls, apartments, and cities that won't allow them within the city limits and all that other sort of stuff. But we're talking about a chimp here. But in comparing this with the monkey thing, you think you have a dog in a similar situation. Certainly couldn't file that kind of a lawsuit. And you think of workers' compensation with catastrophic injuries. I mean, think of the huge medical expenses for the rest of her life, her living days, that she will be racking up. I mean, this Cleveland Clinic and what they specialize in, that's not going to be cheap, certainly, at all. So from anybody out there listening to me that's dealt with workers' comp, and then the doctors, too, and the paybacks and, you know, how that works, man, I think this is a long road to hoe for her, for sure. I don't think she's going to get what she wants either from the state government or from the employer. But, you know, 150, the woman went and was asked to help. She went to her friend's house and the chimp was loose. It's personal disaster for sure. And, who's at fault for this? Who's at fault in this one? I think the owner of the chimp, her friend, and asking her to help and whatever, but will the state pay, and will she even get anywhere near that amount of money? And the answer to that is probably not. I'm sorry, as good of friends as I have, if I had a friend that had a chimp, wanted me to help lure him in, and all these things that we've heard, I just don't think that I would be headed in that direction. All right, this could be the blunder of the day. I'm thinking, you know, we did have some boos at the beginning of the show because Philadelphia lost to New York. But I think this is, I don't even really know where to go with this story. I mean, we know about Catherine the Great and the rumors about her and horses, right? But this is a true life story. There is a South Carolina man who is going to prison. Why? For having sex with a horse. It was caught on video having sex with a mare named Sugar, and then having another tryst, I guess, with another horse. So this 50-year-old man, Rondell Vereen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for pleading guilty to buggery with a 21-year-old horse, mare, whatever, Sugar, for the second time in 2 years. He was ordered, apparently, before to stay away from the horse's stable and to get mental help when he's paroled. And all he said when he was sentenced is, I'm sorry about what I've done. I didn't mean to do it. It's my fault. I'm sorry about what I've done to myself. And the owner of this stable, I guess, just decided that they had had enough and that it's just too much hardship. And so it was easy to report this guy, and it was easy for this guy to get sentenced. But imagine having that headline connected with your name, and then you come out of prison, and what is it you say? Okay, so you were in prison. Why? And what did you do? Well, I had sex with a horse. Whew. This is like National Enquirer stuff, but it's totally true, which is the sad, sad thing here. I mean, think of the ridicule and the jokes that'll be flying around this guy, especially in prison, for the amount of time that he's going to be in there. Oh, they're just gonna blast him for the deal with the horse. 3 years in prison. I guess there's good behavior, and if he gets off in good behavior, he'll probably take it. He'll probably just try to keep to himself and try to get out of there as fast as he can, no doubt. Hey, remember, you can always send me an email, day or night, americatonight.net, because we do bounce around, talk about a lot of things, obviously the big ones that we care about, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's going on with health care, is there really going to be a vote by the House or the Senate, or will this thing be pressed into next year, which I think it's going to be pressed into next year, because there's just too much debate still to be had on this one. And, you know, then a plethora of other things, obviously. Unemployment affects us all, what's going on there, and what are the other big burning issues. So many things have got shelved to next year already, including immigration reform or dealing with the immigration illegal crisis in this country. I'll tell you what, if anything, that I would say, and I've gotten a lot of emails from you on this, is the idea that we don't know when people have expired visas. You know, I just don't get that. So you have to go through a visa process, but yet you could be living somewhere, anywhere in this country, and we have no idea whether the visa has expired. We have no way to know that. It's like we didn't learn our lesson from what happened with 9/11, and there's great people that come here and work here, and you know, then the visa expires, so then you just go through the process or, you know, whatever it is. But the fact that we have no count of that, and then we find out that the kid who wanted to blow up the building in Dallas was one of those guys, ooh, it just, man, it makes you think big, big time, I think. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Growing old, because we always do those birthdays, is no more than a bad habit which a busy man has no time to form.
You can't be buried.